We'll read your items one by one as we discuss them. Would that be sufficient, or do you want us to read it?
Yeah.
The whole thing.
I don't care. But I should say, before anything else, I think I have a larger, longer strategic plan that I would need to update that I put together a while back. But this is specific, and I say it at the beginning of this, because of COVID-19 and unaddressed declines in listener support at all five stations, here is a suggested short-term plan to keep Pacifica afloat. This is a very short-term, basically, strategic plan. So it's not a fully fleshed-out strategic plan, which we can, but it has the elements of what need to be done immediately, but also moving forward. All right, you want me to read the first point?
Yeah, and for some reason, I'm not finding it in my email at 627.
I'm going to send it to you, James.
Thank you, Lawrence. I appreciate that. Go ahead, Grace.
Okay. One, start immediately to make expense cuts at all stations where expenses exceed revenue. The IED should oversee this and place this as a top priority. Now, to just explain this a little further, as most people know, the National Board specifically mandated that KPFK reduce expenses by a minimum of 30% because there are significant shortfalls at that station which cannot be covered. There are no funds, basically no funds, to cover the shortfalls at KPFK, which are ranging between $70,000 to $90,000 per month. That's a lot. So expense cuts need to be taken as quickly as possible to stem this bleeding, basically. I would like to say, actually, I asked four questions of Anita Sims, and she responded. So if you put me back on the stack and, you know, two people from now, I can read the answers to those financial questions as soon as I find them.
Okay, I will put you on the stack later. Was that Lyndon?
No, Lawrence.
Lawrence. Go ahead, Lawrence.
Thank you. So I'm not in disagreement with the first sentence in Grace's point in point one, that expense cuts do need to be made at the extension that it exceeds revenue, expenses that exceeds revenue. What I am having a little bit of problem reconciling is that we're going to direct the IED to do that, which I believe she's already involved in, and the Finance Committee is also involved in addressing these expense cuts and also addressing the formulation of budgets. So if I could get a clearer sense of direction as to what is meant by that, because I believe this is already a priority, and I don't feel comfortable restating it to the IED, because I think we are the boss. We are the IED takes direction from us. That's true. But I believe this is already a high priority for her. And I think to sort of I just think it's a little pushy in that regards. But I'm in complete agreement with the first sentence in point one, start immediately to make expense cuts at all stations where expenses exceed revenue. And I think the board has to do its job as well to make that happen as well. And I don't think it's not only a top priority for the IED, but it's also a top priority not only to the board, but also you know, the finance committee is on top of it. And we're already negotiating with certain units in regards to cuts, and KPSK happens to be one of them. So anyway, and then I have some other concerns about the other points. But that was my concern about that number one. Thank you.
Is there anyone else like to comment on that? I have one comment on Lawrence's remarks from the point of view of the Finance Committee, which I'll take this moment to share. And it's just, Lawrence, yeah, the Finance Committee is involved in budgets. That's part of what we're tasked with. And as the budgets are approved, they come from the stations to us, and then we start to review them and with an eye to passing them on to the board. But it would be a mistake to think that we're involved in studying the cuts at KPFK. We haven't gotten a budget yet from KPFK, and as I understand, it's a little bit mired down in the internal workings of creating that budget at KPFK. So we don't have it to work on yet at the Finance Committee. So we're waiting for, you know, understanding that it's a difficult task that KPFK is undertaking, but we're waiting to get a budget before we can start to review it. I think it's a common, I get a lot of questions. I'll just take this opportunity to say this. I get a lot of questions because I'm chairing the Finance Committee. You know, what do I know about this? Why don't I do this? Why don't I do that? That's not actually how it works at Pacifica. It starts at stations and then it comes up to the Finance Committee. It's because of the word finance in it, people think that we are automatically, immediately involved in all those things. And
can I,
so far, that's not the way it's working. Pardon me, Lawrence?
Grace for the stack. Grace
for information.
Grace, I have you next. Let me get Lawrence's point of information. Thank you, Lawrence. Go ahead.
Dwayne's at the stack.
So
Dwayne, I'll put you
NSC,
after Grace.
Didn't the NSC put forward the proposal for expense cuts, and it was approved by the PMB?
This is true.
So I would think that the NSC should be tracking and should be conscientious, at least, about these cuts. So that was my only reason I brought up the NSC.
Well, I appreciate that, and that clarifies it for me. And I will say that I am tracking it. In fact, I was finally able to attend a meeting of the KPFK Finance Committee. Unfortunately, their Finance Committee meetings are scheduled at exactly 1 hour before either our LSB meeting at WBAI or our own Finance Committee meeting, of which I'm a member. So I've had a little difficulty in getting to a KPFK Finance Committee meeting, but now they've been holding them for a short period of time. They were holding two a month, and I was able to get in there. So I am, of course, watching it very carefully and closely, and, you know, I'm very concerned about the situation. Still the committee, as you say, we would be tracking it, but we're waiting to get a budget. And I am a little concerned that, you know, one of our goals as the Finance Committee this year was to get budgets approved as close to on time as possible. And this may be important going forward when we may be looking to refinance or to sell bonds or whatever else we might be thinking about doing. And we certainly want to have budgets as well as audits and, you know, all of our financial books in order. I think I heard someone asking for the stack. I know Dwayne is on the stack. Was there someone else asking there?
Grace, I asked for the stack.
Okay, I had Dwayne. Actually, Grace, you had asked to be put down to once you found what you were looking for. Is that what you have now?
Yes.
Okay, go ahead then.
Okay,
and Dwayne?
Here are Anita Sims responded in writing, and the PNB received this information on October 1st. This is some of the answers. The national office cash is low, around $12,000. The outstanding payables are running at $266,240. The largest amount is owed to NETA at $139,000 and Rogers, that's our auditor, at $7,460. The cost of the audit for fiscal year 2019 will be $70,000, the same level as 2018. We are not getting current central service payments. I don't think they will see the as far as KPFK seeing any savings from the cuts that have already been made. She says, I don't think they will see the saving until December due to leave payouts, et cetera. Okay, so that's the information that Anita gave us. The KPFK Local Station Board rejected the latest budget presented by the business manager and the general manager because it's $760,000 out of balance even after the first round of expense cuts. So it was unacceptable to the Finance Committee, and the board will be presented with a motion to disapprove of this budget and ask for a budget that's balanced. I'd like to say that it is the role of the board to direct the executive director. It's not up to the board to actually make any kind of expense cuts. That's an administrative responsibility. However, it is the role of the board to supervise the executive director, and I will read you the role of the executive director. It says here, President, this is Article 9 of the bylaws, Officers of the Foundation, Section 7, Executive Director. The president of the foundation shall be referred to as the executive director. The executive director shall be the general manager, chief executive officer, and chief administrator of the foundation. He shall be selected, supervised, and discharged by the board. I'd like to emphasize this word supervised. The executive director is supervised by the board. In addition, his or her performance will also be subject to annual evaluation by each LSB, which may make recommendations to the board. And then point B of this bylaw says, subject to the control of the board, the executive director shall have general supervision, direction, and control of the business and the officers of the foundation, et cetera, et cetera. So the point is, this is what our bylaws state is the role of the board in relation to the executive director. The board cannot make these, it's an administrator which must actually effectuate cuts. It's the role of the board to direct the executive director to make the cuts, and it's the duty of the executive director to make them, to actually physically make them. So I just wanted to clarify that.
Thank you, Grace.
Mr. Chair,
I have a question for Grace.
Dwayne, you're on the stack next. I'm going to take Lawrence's question, and then it's your turn. Is that suitable?
Yeah.
Go ahead, Lawrence.
Thank you, Dwayne. Thank you, Chair. So, Grace, does the board play a role in ratifying those cuts? Grace?
The board already mandated those cuts. The board.
Right. But once those cuts are made, we have to ratify them, right?
Not necessarily, no.
When it comes to the CBA, I think we do. When it comes to dealing with CBAs, we do, don't we?
Okay. I believe that no, it is not the job of the board, actually. We passed a resolution about 6 months ago stating that the executive director must approve of any CBA, any union contract that is negotiated or renegotiation, but that the board shall be informed of it before it is agreed on. So, no, that is not the case. There are some union stipulations about that. However, negotiations about layoffs and things like that can be done. I mean, you know, one layoff doesn't need the approval of the national board. There is not that level of micromanagement possible. We'd be doing nothing at all five stations if there's a change of status of every employee. It's too much to ask for the national board to consider every single change of status of an employee, every reduction in hours, et cetera, et cetera. So, by and large, the executive director should be reporting to the national board.
Dwayne Lark seeks to be recognized.
Okay, so have I answered your question adequately, Lawrence?
Yes, you did, Grace. Thank you, and thank you, Chair.
Thank you, Lawrence. Go ahead, Dwayne.
Well, Mr. Chair, I would caution the member to understand and realize that is an opinion of that member, that that is not authoritative interpretation of the authority given to the PNB and thus the authority that is given to the executive director. That's interpretation, and I don't share them. Now, as it relates to the member who spoke earlier in entering into the record, the executive director's duties and its relationship to the PNB, I would also want to point out that let's not complicate what it says. And what it says is the Pacifica National Board didn't say the Strategic Committee, didn't say the Personnel Committee, didn't say the Development Task Force. It did say the Pacifica National Board, and I would caution the members of this committee to hold true to that reading and not read into it what ain't there. The fact of the matter is that when you look at these 11 or 12 sites, these 11 or 12 proposals, it is circumventing. It is asking for authority that only the PNB has. And I certainly would not agree for this committee to have any type of oversight, have any type of authority to supervise or monitor, because it's not the job of this committee to do that. I said it before, and I'll continue to say it. This is a stretch. It almost reminds me of an executive committee, what these 12 sites are pointing out. And I would just appeal to the members of this committee, because I'll have these same arguments at the National Board, obviously, for consistency. But I just want to ask you to not even waste the limited time we have in 3 hours to propose such action. And the PNB circumvent its authority to this committee. You just take a look at the items that's on this thing. And if it doesn't reek of an executive committee, and if it doesn't reek of attempting to get authority, this body, this committee, this subcommittee of the PNB doesn't already have. And if you vote to affirm these items and take it to the PNB, I'm going to make the same argument to the PNB that it should not abdicate its responsibility, nor should it give a committee the authority to do what it's supposed to do relative to the ED. The ED ought to have one layer of supervision. And the member read that to you as it's the most explicit writing that we have in our, and we have some complicated and confusing and sometimes inconsistent bylaws, I would admit, but this is
Alex on the stock.
And Grace,
I hear you, Alex.
A point of personal privilege,
and,
please.
And Mr. Lark has gone on for quite a long time, and I think other people.
Well, you don't have a problem when Grace goes on for quite a long time, so why are you interrupting
Lark,
me?
All right, hold on, folks. Hold on, folks.
You hold on. They think they
no,
can
no, 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 Dwayne.
I'm a black man.
Dwayne, we're not going there.
Grace, and she can just go on and on and on and on as many times.
I did not approve anybody interrupting you. I'm asking everybody to come to order.
He treated that way. He should have interrupted me just like I didn't interrupt him.
Please make a just. I will ask. I will ask. I'm asking you to come to order, Dwayne.
For the little comments he made after that, it's okay for him to ask for the.
Dwayne, please come to order.
Made after that is quite disrespectful.
Dwayne, please come to order.
I have request a point of personal privilege.
Okay, hold on 1 second, please, Grace. I'm going to ask all of the members that when they seek to be recognized, they do it when there's a pause in the speaker. Too often we hear people, when they hear something they disagree, they ask to be on the stack. Please try to wait until a member is either finished speaking or reaches a pause in their what they're saying so that you can then ask for the stack. And I'm also going to ask Grace, you made a point of personal privilege, and I was trying to recognize you for that, and that's appropriate. And so go ahead and make your point of personal privilege, please.
Okay. No strategic plan or points for a strategic plan that I've put forward are meant to unilaterally take any kind of authority. Anything done by this committee and approved by this committee would then be taken to the National Board as a whole for approval. There's no circumventing of the National Board. I have no intention of trying to circumvent the National Board or trying to form some sort of an executive committee or anything like that. It's the duty of this committee to suggest, to discuss and suggest a strategic plan to then be brought to the PNB for its review, discussion, and approval or disapproval. So, no, this is no attempt to make this committee into any kind of an executive committee that has authority to mandate anything. It's just anything that comes out of this committee would have to be approved or whatever by the National Board.
Okay, now, Dwayne, just hold on a moment, Dwayne, please. Dwayne, please. I interrupt, yes, I was about to say that. Thank you. Dwayne was interrupted for Grace's point of personal privilege. Now I'm going to return to Dwayne and ask him to continue with his remarks. Go ahead, Dwayne.
Well, first off, Mr. Chair, now we've had this discussion many times, and we pay a parliamentarian to say it, and our national chair refers to the parliamentarian often, so he must have some respect for his words. And a point of personal privilege is generally to determine that something is making you uncomfortable or that you can't hear something. Or even beyond that, I didn't refer to the member by name, so the member has no right to a point of personal privilege. Now, having said that, if we want to be fair and we want to set a time limit for folks so that we all can be consistent, I'm not going to stand by and allow indifferent treatment to me that I see is not to others. But more importantly, I believe that this committee, and I've said it again, and I'm going to continue to say it, it's called a strategic planning committee. It's not called an executive committee. It's not called overseas committee. It's not called a management committee. And therefore, if you're going to come up with a strategic plan, a strategic plan is not 12 bullets. I've been around this rodeo too long to know what a strategic plan is. And it's damn near a book for most organizations. It's most often at least 20 pages and sometimes 300, depending upon how big the corporation is or the entity is. So when people are bringing up these managerial bullets and calling it a strategic plan, you can't blow that smoke at me, because I know better. So I'm asking the members who do know better to do better. And so if we're going to come up with a strategic plan, we need to have a plan written out that articulates a blueprint of where we are, where we're going, and how we're going to get there, and not specifically talking about what an ED ought to do and not try to micromanage the ED or other committees, because this committee has no authority to have oversight over what other committees do. That's been my underlying point. It'll continue to be the consistent point that I make.
Lawrence to the staff.
Are you done, Dwayne?
Alex, I've been waiting to speak for a while.
Yeah, Alex is next, and then Lawrence, but I'm just going to take a brief moment to say that I stand corrected by Dwayne. I did recognize Grace for a point of personal privilege, and I think it's correct that she didn't make a point of personal privilege, but she made an argument. So I think that was correct. I think
Duane could have, Grace could have made a point of personal privilege, but she didn't. So I stand corrected on that. And so now I'm going to go to Alex.
Okay.
And then Lawrence.
Yeah, I want to thank Mr. Lark for the lecture we received about what is a proper strategic plan. Where is your strategic plan, Mr. Lark? At least Grace Aaron presented something. I haven't seen anything from you other than you want to continue a discussion on underwriting. Look, I sent out. Hold on, Alex.
Yeah, I hear you, Duane. State your point of personal privilege.
Mr. Chair, the member referred to me in a direct manner, and the fact is that had I been chair since 2018, I would assure you that there would have been a written plan submitted to this committee and subsequently submitted for approval. But since I haven't been the leader of this effort for over 2 years, I find it strikingly strange that the member would try to call me out. But I also would take this moment of personal privilege to ask the member that if he would hold to his word when he told the whole body of the PNB on last Thursday that he would send the executed documents of our loan to me and to those who volunteered to be on the committee. And I'd like to respectfully ask the member, has he done that?
Because
I'm looking and I don't see it.
Duane, I'm going to interrupt you yet. I think you're also not now stating a point of personal privilege. You did in the beginning, but now we've wandered away from that. So I'm going to ask you to reserve those remarks for a future future turn at the stack. And I'm going to go back and now ask Alex to try and refrain from provoking points of personal privilege and proceed with his remarks. Then we'll go to Lawrence and then anybody else who wants to be on the stack.
Okay.
Go ahead, Al.
Okay. I stand corrected. I would like to point out, however, that I attempted to do a strategic plan long before I was chair of the Pacifica National Board. Not being chair did not prevent me from having some ideas about a strategic plan, whether they're good ideas or bad ideas. Besides the point, at least I tried. I would like to focus the attention of the members of this committee on a couple of documents I just sent out. One was kind of a thought piece about what a strategic plan should look like, and the other was an actual example of a strategic plan. The actual example is a real example from a radio station, and that should be kept confidential because I don't know if the people involved in it would want to make it public, but These are two documents that were given to me by a former interim executive director who had a lot of experience with strategic planning and recovering and so on. I think we should get back to a discussion of the strategic plan, and let's not get distracted by claims that this committee is trying to set itself up as some kind of executive committee. That's completely ridiculous. Well, this committee does what every other committee does, and that is present recommendations to the Pacifica National Board. And the Pacifica National Board, as always, has the final say in those recommendations. So let's not distract things, and let's not waste any more time, and let's discuss the strategic plans that are being offered for us to review.
Okay, you done, Alex?
Yes.
And Lawrence.
Thank you, Chair. So I did receive Alex's documents, and I want to applaud him for putting something forward. And I did see the previous plan that he sent to the board. I believe it was a year before I got on the board the first time. But I'd like us to go back to the email that Grace sent out with her bullet points. I'd like to move on to the second one. If there's no agreement to the first point, I'd like to agree with the second point. The only thing is that we have committees. Again, I have to say this. I think a lot of these points are setting this committee up to be a super committee, overseeing the other committee's work. And point two, to ensure the budgeting process is moving forward and that all requests for financial information from NEDA and our auditor are responded to rapidly so that the 2019 audit is completed as quickly as possible. This is important as it will make it easier to refinance the loan and to eventually get CPB funding. Now, I don't have a problem with the second sentence being standing on its own, but I think the audit committee is charged with getting that and with the assistance of the finance committee to get financial information from the from NEDA. And then I'm extremely concerned about point three, monitor the personnel committee progress on hiring an executive director. And so I'd like to speak to that. I think you know, that puts this committee to be a monitor of another committee, which, again, is setting itself up to be a super committee. And so I think...
I hear someone trying to break in, but it's breaking up. What is that?
It's a request for information that's relevant to the discussion that's currently.
All right, I'm going to allow your request for information, but I'm going to also urge you to try and wait for a break. I don't know if you did because you were breaking up. I couldn't hear you, but go ahead.
Okay, so I believe that the person go ahead. Whoever's trying to interrupt me, go ahead.
Alex is trying to ask a point of information, but he's breaking up. Alex, go ahead if you can.
I wasn't trying to interrupt anyone. I'm trying to...
I mean, you're trying to ask a point of information. Yeah, I understand.
Okay. The point of information is this. I did not construe this motion as meaning that this committee is charged with doing all these things. I construed this motion as simply meaning that these things need to be done, and as far as monitoring and things like that, that's the job of either the full Pacifica board or the executive director.
Yeah.
I certainly this was meant to be something done by this committee, and I would like to ask the maker of the motion if that was her intent. I don't think so, but I'd like to ask.
Absolutely, absolutely not. Absolutely not. And it's
okay,
perfectly within it. So
if I
can claim it's not
before.
Stated there, no.
Yes, go ahead, Lawrence. Go ahead.
Thank you. You know, the way it denotes monitor personnel committee progress on hiring an executive director, I think we have a unified personnel committee, and we have been doing work. And to all of a sudden fall under the purview of being monitored by this committee is showing distrust. That's the only way I interpret it. So if that wasn't the intent, then I would like to strike sentence three out of this thing, because these committees should be independent and not be in competition with any other committee, and no committee other than the board, the full board, has purview over the work that the committee is doing. Not the committee, not the strategic planning committee. If it wasn't the intent, I would trust that that the person that put this together is being truthful. But I do not feel comfortable as the chair of the personnel committee all of a sudden being monitored as to the progress of hiring an executive director, which the committee is unified. Some people on this committee are on the personnel committee, and I think I have been as transparent as possible. I've been upfront. I've sent information to all the entities that needed the information that has come from our search firm. So I would like to have sentence three stricken from these points, and let the personnel committee, let the audit committee, let the programming committee, let all these committees be monitored by the whole board instead of, you know, the word monitor speaks for itself, you know. And so I have some concerns about that. And if Grace says that was not her intent, I believe her. Then I hope that she supports my move to strike number three out of the and only accept this is in two, accept this is important as it will make it easier to refinance the loan and eventually get CPB funding. But I think the audit committee should be able to do their own work. They've been doing good work. They've just about completed our audit right now. So I don't think we need to become the – I don't think this committee intent is to become the overseer of all the committee's work. The committee's work independently in the best interest of Pacifica, and I think all those committees, including the programming committee, the personnel committee, and the audit committee, are doing that. And for us, this is not a plan. I'm sorry. This is setting up a straw man to become the pusher of the straws. So
I think this is the again, chair. I'm sorry, go ahead. I thought you were done. Go ahead.
I'm going to finish. I get to 15 seconds.
Please go ahead.
So I'd like to address four on its own, but I'd like to move that that the audit committee be allowed to do its work and that we focus in on a plan to be paid the loan and eventually get CPB funding. And that should also be part of the development committee task force. So anyway, I have some real concerns with this well-intentioned proposal. Thank you. And I did look at Addis's previous proposal that he just resent, and I'm looking forward to discussion on that. Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you, Grace. Hold on, Grace.
I'd like to respond.
Grace, I'm going to take the floor first, and then I'll let you have a response. I'm just going to seek some clarification here on behalf of everyone on the committee. I think it was asked already twice and answered by Grace that it was not her intent for this to be in this list of things to be done, to be things that this committee would do, but that these are things that she wanted to put into a plan for the PNB to do. And Grace, since that is your stated intention, I'm wondering if we could avoid repeating this line of questioning and answering throughout our review of these points that you made by asking you, first of all, saying, I think, that this is not considered a final draft of any plan. This is simply, these are points for discussion, and that if you could possibly put in your preamble to the points of discussion some specific language that this is intended to be things that, you know, due to the emergency that the board needs to stay on top of and monitor and, you know, be sure that the committees are moving ahead and making progress on what they need to do, something to that effect. So that's
and
just
the board, Chair, the board should be mentioned as the,
yes.
As the arbiter of these proposals.
Precisely. That's what I was trying to suggest. So, Grace, I'm going to ask you to respond, and perhaps in your response now, you could incorporate that suggestion for clarity. Thank you. Go ahead.
Okay. As I mentioned earlier, this is not a plan for the Strategic Planning Committee. This is a plan for the Strategic Planning Committee to present to the National Board for the National Board's approval. It is the responsibility of the National Board to monitor the functioning of all of the committees. That is something that can be done by the National Board. So I can change the wording this is just a draft plan. I'm not asking that this be approved. It's just a start for discussion. Okay? It's not the intent. It never was the intent to have this plan be executed by the Strategic Planning Committee. This was to be sent, whatever we work out, to be sent to the National Board as a strategic plan. and then the national board would discuss it, modify it, approve it, or disapprove it, change it, whatever. And all authority would be granted only to the national board, not to the strategic planning committee. I hope
Chair,
that I've now made that clear. So if you want to
it's
put
not
it
clear in it's not clear in your points, Grace. It doesn't say the national board. It says the strategic planning committee. So if you could clear that up, that'd be great.
Yeah, of course. I was assuming that we all understood that this is a strategic planning committee tasked with the job of putting forward a strategic plan for the approval of the national board, not to have
but
any kind of
there.
Authority.
That's not there, Grace.
Okay, I understand
assuming,
that, but that's
okay,
the
question of let's not go back and forth.
What Mom said about assuming. So.
But let's not go back. Dwayne, I heard you. Let's not go back and forth. Grace, I made a suggestion that you put some language in your introduction to your points. If you could possibly do that, then you don't have to do it for each individual point.
I can't do it if I'm taking the notes as well.
I hear you.
Difficulty doing that.
All right.
Okay, I'll make it.
You don't have to do it.
Grace.
We can do.
Okay.
Yeah. Thank you for that, Lawrence. Yeah, you can do it afterwards, and we'll just. As we go forward, we'll understand that this is intended not for the committee, but for the board. Dwayne, go ahead.
Yeah, that's the whole reference and why I challenged it in the first place. Because for me, if it was for the board, I recall the member saying that this committee already have a plan for repayment of the loan. But I see nowhere in these 12 points of a repayment of a loan. Or a plan for repayment of a loan. And that would seem to me to have been point number one. Further, I keep hearing that this is not something that the Strategic Planning Committee would do. Well, why was it brought into the Strategic Planning Committee? Why wasn't it taken to the board in the first place just for us to spend another 2 hours discussing it with 20 other members? So it just doesn't add up to me in terms of what the original intent was. And if it was the original intent, it should have been directed to the board in the first place for full discussion. And finally, I think I asked the question, and I'll continue to ask the question, to the chair of the Pacifica National Board, let us see, articulate in writing the plan that you say that is available for the repayment of the loan and the document that you said, Mr. Chair, you would forward to us, which has now been about 4 days or more, and I haven't seen the document in my mailbox. So when can I expect the executed loan document? Because I believe the committee that has been formed needs those documents in order to do its work.
Alex, would you like to respond?
Kind of remind me of the Dan Quayle and Lord Benson debate.
Alex?
Yes, what?
Dwayne addressed a question to you. I wanted to know if you wanted to respond.
What's the question?
It was rather lengthy. Dwayne, do you want to repeat your question, perhaps?
I don't want to respond to Dwayne's question. Thank you.
Okay.
Mr. Chair, I'm putting you on notice now that if you don't produce those documents to the people you said you were going to produce them, I'm going to ask for sanctioning at Thursday's meeting.
Mr. Lark, you can do whatever you want.
Okay, yes, Lawrence. I'm recognizing Lawrence now, gentlemen. Go ahead, Lawrence.
Alex, maybe since you don't want to answer Dwayne's question, will you produce the executed loan documents that you promised that you would send to the newly formulated committee that's dealing with the loan.
I will ask our executive director to send them to you.
Thank you.
Okay. So we're going back to the discussion of this. This is just points for discussion on creating a strategic plan. And I believe we've gone up to number four. Does anyone have anything further to say about number four? I'm not even sure if we got to number four.
I do, Chair. Point number four.
Go ahead, Lawrence.
Thank you. That this point be also vetted by the National Programming Committee, because that's within their purview, and also by the board.
All right, so pardon me?
That is sort of like a motion, Chair.
Okay, yeah, and I was going to ask, we started this off as to be a point of discussion, but, you know, if we're going to be building a plan, I guess we need to start putting the building blocks into the plan. So Lawrence is now offering a motion to put an additional building block into number four. Can you state the language again, Lawrence?
I'm going to read it for the edification of the stream.
Please.
Number four states that all possible to improve programming, that all be done possible to improve programming so that it sounds better and it's more compelling and interesting. And that's something that the programming committee should have purview of, and the board as well.
Well, remember, Lawrence, all of this is addressed to the board to do.
I just don't want the programming committee to be blindsided. I don't know if there was any consultation that took place with the National Programming Committee.
How about if we say do all possible to work with the programming committee to improve?
That sounds good to me, Chair. Thank you.
So is that's your motion?
Yes, James, that's my motion.
Okay, Grace, can you incorporate, rather than actually go through a formal vote, can we just suggest that Grace, I guess there's a question for you, Lawrence, can we just suggest that Grace add that language to it unless there's any objection?
That's fine,
Is there any objection to that language? Okay, so Grace, are you willing to insert something to that effect, that language?
Yeah, that's fine. Can I explain something?
Sure. The floor is open. Yes, there's nobody on the stack. Go ahead.
Okay. These points were put together, actually, distilled from discussions let me just explain. These points were put together after many discussions of a group called the Pacifica Fight Back in opposition to the last bylaws referendum. And input was given by people from KPFA, by Michael Novick from KPFK, from people at WPFW. There might have been one or two points left off here. I can remember one that was which maybe should be added, which was to have a bylaws convention to work on bylaws changes. But anyway,
that was
my
proposal.
This was basically what was distilled from discussions with many people, and put in some email blasts, and maybe not exactly. I may have changed a little bit of wording here and there, but this is what a large group of people really agreed on, needed to be done to put Pacifica on a right path. Now, I have to say that the wording is very sparse, because when you're sending something out to the public, you have to have it be as frugal as possible with the wording. So I just put this forward as a framework to start a strategic planning process. This isn't meant to be a full strategic plan. But anyway, I added the sentence here. Let me see if this is adequate for you all. I say, first, because of COVID-19 and unaddressed declines in listener support at all five stations, here's a suggested short-term plan to keep Pacifica afloat. These suggestions are being submitted to the Strategic Planning Committee for approval, with the understanding that if approved, they will be sent to the PNB for approval and acted upon solely by the PNB and the IED. Does that clarify things adequately?
It clarifies things for me. I don't know if it does for others, but it definitely helps me. Thank you.
Works for me.
I'll send this all out to you as soon as I can.
Thank you, Grace. I feel like calling you thank you, Secretary, but no, you're not the official secretary of this group. We may eventually need one if we're going to be putting out, you know, if we're going to be creating a strategic plan. But I think we can leave that to another time for now. Okay. I have 10:38 on my clock. Do we want to continue this discussion?
I'd like to put a motion forward to adjourn.
Chair, I have a request for information before that. The personnel
Grace,
committee.
You, hold on just a minute,
I'm
Lawrence.
I'm sorry.
That's all quite all right. I appreciate your attempts to cooperate. That's very nice. Grace, I just want to ask you if you mind if Lawrence asks this question before, because your motion to adjourn is not debatable, I understand, and so we would be jumping outside of procedure to let him do that. Is that okay with you?
Yeah.
Grace?
Okay. Yes.
Okay, thank you. Go ahead, Lawrence.
Okay, so we left off at point four. And we have seven other points. There are 11 points. So I'd like to, before adjourning, I'd like to do two things. Postpone the discussion to the next meeting, and further that the personnel committee is meeting next week, and there's a scheduled strategic planning committee that I had spoken to the chair about. So we need that meeting to be canceled because instead of the 12th, this committee will meet on the 19th, I believe, and because we agreed to rotate Mondays because of the conflict, schedule conflict.
Can I say something about this?
Go ahead, Alex. Go ahead.
Yeah, I was intending to cancel that strategic planning committee. However, if we want to meet more often, there's no reason we can't pencil in a meeting next week on some other date besides Monday. If you want, we can have a meeting on Tuesday.
Is that for the strategic planning or personnel, Alex?
Strategic planning. No, your personnel committee.
Okay. All right. So that's fine with me. Yeah, that's fine with me. I'll make myself available. Blame my mother.
Okay. I mean, I don't. You know, I haven't looked at the schedule yet. It might be in conflict with finance committee or some other thing. But if possible, I'll try to pencil in a meeting for next Tuesday so we can continue this discussion and not lose momentum.
Next Tuesday is the 13th?
Yes.
That is the Finance Committee.
That is the Finance Committee.
And I did make a motion to postpone to continue from item 5 to 11 on these points.
I want to get some hot stuff.
All right. Why don't we deal with what we're going to do at the next meeting first, and then Alex can look for a date.
Is there any objection to continuing this discussion starting with item number 5, was it, Lawrence?
Yes.
Starting with number 5 at our next meeting. Hearing no objection, that's approved for the next meeting, and we'll give Alex a chance to come back with a date for the next meeting, unless we want to let him do that.
Yeah, we do have a meeting already scheduled for the Monday after next Monday. We're just wondering if we wanted to meet sooner than that.
Nope.
I'll just suggest that knowing how crowded the calendar is, it might be hard to find a date we can all arrange for.
Okay, whatever. Then we'll just stick to that. And Lawrence, I will cancel the meeting scheduled for next Monday, so you can go ahead with your personnel committee meeting.
You'll talk about it. Thank you.
Okay.
And I'm going to make a suggestion that anybody who wants to flesh out some of the language or, you know, come prepared next time with additions, we can do that. I'm sorry, Dwayne. Am I hearing Dwayne? Is that Dwayne? Dwayne? Go ahead, Dwayne.
No, go ahead.
No, I was done. That's all. I was just suggesting that people could look at this, study it, and come with suggestions, prepared suggestions may speed things up a little bit next time.
Okay. Can we go back to my motion to adjourn?
Yeah,
actually, yes. We kind of abused the liberty you gave us to defer to Lawrence for a moment there.
Can I make an announcement there? The New York Yankees are winning 4-3. Just wanted to say that.
Okay.
All right. We have a motion to adjourn. Is there? Do I hear any opposition? Hearing none, we're adjourned. Thank you all.
Thank you for joining, James. Good night.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Good night, all.
Bye.
Good night.